Pittsburgh's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
Oh, that goddamn Game of Thrones got us all chatting away, and we can't talk about it with you guys because you're all way behind, I'm sure of it.
Why? What?
You're right.
Are you kidding me? We can talk about
it. Can the queen just at least fiddle the tip of Jonah Mormont?
Jorah.
Jonah.
She did by holding his hands.
Yeah, she gave him
leaving.
A hand. But the dude had, like, that terrible... He had the worst case... For those of you who aren't watching, imagine, like, you have the worst case of shingles ever. And the doctor says, we can't cure it unless we cut it off without anesthesia. You have to bite down on this dog bone, and we're going to cut off all of your skin, all of it. And the girl you like, okay, let's just put it this way. Chick you dig says, I can't be with you because you got this terrible case of the shingles, right? But if you cure it, even though the doctors say it's incurable, I will be with you. And then you say, I will be back, cured. And he does it. They find some dude to cut it all off and comes back with and he's like,
oh, you cured it.
I did.
Okay, well, now...
Like, wait a minute. You're not going to lick the tip.
Wait. Nope. You have to fight the army of the undead in order to love me.
I'll do it. There's other chicks out there, Jorah.
There are so many great, like, friend zone memes and stuff about him. It's awesome.
I mean, I've, you know...
Jon Snow doesn't have to do anything. Chicks want to bang him. He just kind of walks around.
He's like a Peace Corps guy.
David Warren tried real hard to get me to go out with him all weekend, and I had a lot going on. It's similar to what Jorah's doing. When you're going to have a beer, I got to paint tables and stuff. Eventually, you're just like, you're going to stop asking. This dude doesn't stop asking. Not David, Jorah. But you get all the...
Well, he's the one that stepped up, though.
What are you talking about?
I mean, he says, I'll go.
Right, because he thinks that's going to get him in there quicker.
Yeah.
Like, at least before he leaves... Right?
Allow me to serve
when
you.
He's pee-whipped without even having it yet.
When she said, we're going to need good dudes who are really strong to go out and fight that army of the dead. And he's like, oh, man, I'm in. I'll do it. And then she's like, oh, that's great. And then that night, I think he was expecting a raven to show up and say, by the way, she's in room 202 if you're interested. Nothing. And he wakes up the next morning, well, it must be a morning thing. She might like it in the daytime. And then the next thing he knows, he's standing by a boat to go fight the undead. And arms crossed, she's standing like, when you come back, for sure. At a certain point, she's just a tease.
And here's a coin. Remember that coin we carried?
Yeah. Yeah. That dude has been through everything, and she's talk about... It's not even friend zone. She's not even a friend. You're going to end up banging her fat sister. And it's just going to be out of spite.
Well, she's kind of like his boss. So,
yes, that's worse.
Can't ever bang her.
Right.
Even though you want to really bad.
Like Larry trying to bang anybody here at work. Which is pathetic. But, like, you know, actually it would be the other way. Nobody wants to bang Larry. That's a bad example.
Yeah, it doesn't really work.
You got to be sexually attractive to somebody. Larry loves the idea that when we went to Metallica, somebody in the... Because he thinks this is all people think of him because we tease him all the time about being... Alone.
Wait, he's paranoid now?
Oh,
shut up.
I know. Larry's a little paranoid. I don't know what causes that. But we're in the line at Metallica, and guy goes, wait, you're McFeely? He's like, yes, I am. You don't look sad and desperate. See, Holmberg, everybody thinks I'm sad and desperate. I'm like, oh, just that guy. And who cares if a guy thinks you're sad and desperate?
We need to get him a Warhammer.
And then I turned to him and I said, Larry, the guy doesn't think you're sad and desperate, but ask yourself this. Who are you at Metallica with? Doug? I rest my case.
Hello.
You and Doug came here together. That's sad and desperate on its own. That guy's got a hall pass from his wife.
Did he get the official pass? Like, is it?
Yeah, it's laminated. He has to wear it around his neck. The picture of her.
I love it when guys say that. It's hilarious.
I get a hall pass. Get a hall pass. I got permission to go somewhere. From who? Your mother?
You just roll your eyes.
My fiance. He was asking about a bachelor party. Would you want to go to a bachelor party? I'm like, are you going to be there? Shut up. Are you allowed at your own bachelor? I don't think you're going to be allowed at that.
I don't understand when a dude walks into a room, he thinks that's, like, cool to say.
Yeah.
I got a hall pass.
The warden let me loose this weekend. What do you guys want to do with me? I want to throw you in the ocean. I'm going to throw you in the ocean and put you out of your misery.
At Doug's bachelor party, she's going to have a baby monitor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he has to wear it around his neck like Flavor Flav. What is this? Oh, the baby monitor's on so I don't say anything stupid. So when I go home, I don't have my my pubic hair pulled out one at a time. And that's what she does.
It really hurt last time.
Yeah, it's terrible. So I mind my P's and Q's. But I've got, I'm allowed. That was what Doug said. I'm allowed to go out this weekend if you guys are interested. I'm like,
just
oh, my God, were you grounded?
Talking.
Were you on restriction?
What happened? Oh, were you in solitary?
I didn't take the trash out, but... And then his answer to it was, oh, she's got a friend in town, so they're going to go do something, so I'm allowed to go out with you guys. Oh.
I tapped him on the shoulder last week, and he was like, ow, ow, lay off the shoulder. I'm like, what? I got chipped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got a new chip in?
Are you marrying your mom?
Yeah. Before it falls out of your mouth, boys, I'm allowed to go out this weekend. You have to rethink that sentence. I got me a hall pass. From the hall monitor?
Yeah, they're for everyone.
Sounds like you're married to Godzilla. She's great.
There are some dudes, and they say that crap all the time, and you just shake your head at them.
Love it.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
You want to go to the game this weekend? Let me ask.
What?
I just said, do you want to go? Well, I do, but...
Well, they even have that stupid commercial on TV now showing how pathetic dudes are. Like
that, the NFL one?
There's a medication?
Yeah, there's like the guy has to ask his wife. And remember, she's right behind him. It was a black dude. I think it was like, was it a cell phone commercial or something?
Man.
Can I do this? No, no. Can I do that? No. It keeps changing over like a 1 minute commercial. He's got to ask. He turns her and asks her every time.
Really? Man.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, You've seen it. It's on all the time.
Put that man in
the totally
deep end.
I'm totally in.
Put that man in the deep end.
Now I'm in. Now I'm out. Like, it's on TV. They're totally cutting our nuts off right in front of us.
And laughing hysterically because we sit back, well, you know. And it's just like Jorah Marmont, to go back full circle. He is totally only doing it because he thinks that if it goes away, he'll never find another one. There's plenty of them out there. This lady's making him get his hold. He got skinned for you, lady. You've got to at least touch it. You have to at least tug on it a little bit.
Maybe,
I know you're
maybe
queen,
she
though.
Did, and they just didn't show it.
No, they would. He would have been much more relaxed by that boat. Because when they're pushing the boat away, he couldn't even like sit and think about his mission. He had to turn his head and look back and go, you see this, right? You see where I'm going?
I want to go up to the ice and hang out with a bunch of dudes.
Yeah. Goodbye, Jorah. Right, but you know, I'm going to live. Yeah, his desire to get inside that thing is just so strong. Oh, Game of Thrones.
I kind of hope that whole crew gets slaughtered up there.
That'd be neat. Now put Jorah out of his misery. This is pathetic.
We got to kill him.
We got to get him.
It's just sad.
Yeah, we got to get him a prostitute or something. Somewhere along the line. Just get it out of your system. Let's weaken those legs one time.
How diced up is the guy with the eye patch going to get? I mean, there's going to be 1,000
he can't die.
Pieces.
I just want Jorah to, like, you know, I'm saving all of my load for the queen. It's like, no, let's unleash a little of that right here on a prostitute.
He's got a lot of pent-up
you
stuff.
Does it help you fight, or? I just think of her lovely honey hole, and I'll kill every man on this planet. All right. This guy's lost. He doesn't have any good friends telling him that there's other chicks out there. Maybe she's not treating you exactly like you deserve.
Tyrion should have...
Tyrion was like his only close friend.
Yeah.
You see what's happening here?
Tyrion had to tell you. You got skinned for her. You realize you were skinned for her, right? Yes, and I love her.
Oh, you have a Tyrion impression.
Still nothing. That's too tall. Working on the height. Brady, please, for God's sakes, report it. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters, and then Brady does the news that we know Brady only knows. It's called the Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world!
Hi.
A couple of Monday morning fun facts. Hawaii state fish is the...
Hunamuka anamuka olo pakehe.
Pretty close.
Not really. A lot of syllables.
Humu humu.
Nua,
nuku
nua.
Nuku apu aha. Yeah.
You had the start, right?
I know it's
Hunamunu.
More. Hunamunu hunu haha akalaka uha. It doesn't matter. They're not saying words. That's not a language. They're messing with us. And it's basically just a... I forget the real name. Like, if you wanted to make it a normal name, it's spinnerfish or something like that. I don't know what it's called. But.
Bluegill.
That's it?
No.
All those beautiful tropical fish, and they chose the bluegill as their state. Because it's so rare there.
And then somebody brought it in on vacation.
Yeah.
When you get a kidney transplant, the doctors usually don't remove your failing kidney. They just leave it there and they put the new kidney in your pelvis.
As an example to the new kidney.
You know who's waiting in the
Look
wings?
At Deadbeat over here, and you start pulling this off. It's going to happen to you.
What do they do, reroute it?
Yeah, they yeah. must, right? They just leave that sack of kidney in you?
Yep.
Hmm. Okay.
Half the U.S. presidents since 1929 have been left-handed. Herbert Hoover, Harry Truman, Gerald Ford, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama.
Don't get any ideas, Brady.
And Ronald Reagan. He's ambidextrous.
He could do both.
Yeah.
Is it ambidextrous or ambidextrous?
Trust.
Ambidextrous.
No. Okay.
Yeah, I always say
trust. Yeah, I don't know.
I've never heard someone say it the proper way.
You can hear it. Well, that's because you're the only one saying
yeah.
it. You only hear you. Of course you haven't heard it the proper
never
way.
Heard anyone say it right.
My guess is you've got a lot of words like that.
Most.
Yeah.
On this day in history.
Mm-hmm.
261 years ago, 1756, Daniel Boone married 16-year-old Rebecca Bryan. Their marriage lasted 56 years, and they had 10 children.
Man.
Including one named Jemima. Jemima Boone. Hot. She was hot.
Was she the Jemima?
I don't know.
After she had kids, and then
good brothers.
Her sister
Started
and brother had kids, and
trees.
Then she was Aunt Jemima? I don't know. What's that thing?
72 years ago, 1945, World War II ended. Japan surrendered.
Officially.
Officially.
We ended it a few days ago. They just got their paperwork together. This is kind of like when you buy a house on May 1st and close May 3rd. It's technically you bought it back in
We're going to try and bump up that closing, but...
Yeah, they got... That went through escrow real fast. No more of that. Hold on. Well, let us find a pen that isn't melted and we'll get out of this.
Hey, the inspector signed off on everything. You're good to go.
We have a no paper. You burn all of it. We'll provide the paper. Just get a pen.
Oh, sure you will.
Oh, we do it as quick as can, but I mean, you give us no option. Where I sign.
We would have signed last Tuesday.
Can we talk?
We talked them into it like timeshare salespeople. This was going to get signed.
And finally, 64 years ago, 1953, David Mullaney Sr. noticed his 13-year-old son was having a difficult time playing baseball with tennis balls because he was breaking windows or losing the balls on the roof. The kid also showed no skills throwing a curveball.
Uh-oh.
So Mullaney, took a round-shaped perfume carton, poked some holes in it.
Go throw this, idiot.
Invented the wiffle ball.
And he immediately went to Daniel's mother and tried to make another kid worthwhile. He had to invent some sort of a whippy ball for his dumb kid who can't throw.
Every now and then, Reddit posts things people have done during job interviews.
Oh.
Some of them pretty... There's always classics every year. Well, one of them, interviewee showed up 10 minutes late. Told us the clock was wrong. He took the clock off the wall and adjusted it before the meeting started.
Oh,
your clock's way
genius.
Off. I asked an interviewee one time, how would you handle a conflict with another coworker? And he told me about at his last job, his girlfriend got knocked up by another coworker, and he never fought the guy at work, just when they're off the clock.
I would never sully the grounds of this hallowed place, but I'll kick his ass outside at the bar. Well, that's less of a work problem, too. That's really not. That's just a coworker banged your slut girlfriend.
A 20-something woman with a good resume showed up with her mom and actually expected her mom to come into the interview.
Oh, jeez.
I gotta also ask though, if like you're an interviewer and you're like, well, how do you handle work conflicts? I'm like, well, I gotta tell you, I had a doozy. My girlfriend got pregnant by a coworker, so it really wasn't work-related. I mean, we weren't correlating papers or anything while it happened, but so I handled that outside. I actually kept my cool. That's a good answer.
It is, but that one right there, you're out.
It's a tough one. I don't know. I look at him as kind of like, you know, he was so dedicated to his job. And
trailblazer.
And he really knew better, even though it would probably have been easier just to find the guy at work and beat him up to say, this is an unfortunate situation, but I'm not going to ruin my job over it.
And that's why I feel I'm a good fit at Planned Parenthood.
Right. She had the baby, if that's any consolation.
healthy, as far as I know.
I mean, she made the choice, and that's why we're here.
The final one, a woman talked about her breasts, her ex stalking her, how she always carries a gun, and then gave a long graphic description of how her last job at Burger King once required her to clean up poop with pennies in it. You're hired.
That's a go-getter.
Was the Burger King had a lot of poop with pennies in it?
On the floor.
It was on the floor. One time. One time at Burger King.
Just once. Not a lot. It'll happen. You know. Was it her poop? And did she eat a lot of pennies? That was my next follow-up.
We're unsure.
I actually kind of admire both of those people. The guy who fought the other guy in a neutral location. And the lady who's like, look, we got some poop in the bed. Somebody's got to pick that up. And she's like, there's pennies in this poop.
You admire the foresight of knowing.
No, I admire.
Can't do this at work. Got to do it off-site.
Yeah, their loyalty to the position.
The brand.
Yeah. Somebody tells me to clean up. John. Now, what is the trip?
Someone dropped a penny-loaded deuce in the middle of the bathroom. And if you don't pick it up, you're fired.
I got options, Trip. I'm not doing this.
I'm not doing it. I want you to do it. Show your loyalty.
Wow, my loyalty is going to be going about 35 miles an hour down the street. I'm not doing that. Would you clean up penny poop? It could be Paul Marshall.
Yeah.
You know how gross
Making
that would be?
Making money.
Paul Marshall made poops on the floor again. You got to clean it.
I'm like, I'm not cleaning that.
There's no pennies in
it. Well, yes, you are.
How am I fired if Paul Marshall's been pooping on the floor?
Come on. Like a giant St. Bernard. He doesn't know any different.
You're not going to find pennies in that. You might find a old V8 or something in there.
Paper clips. You find like a V...
Engine block.
Oh, wow. Man, I'd have gone with like VCR to date him, but...
Sorry, boss man. Pooped on the floor again.
God damn it.
Again.
Holmberg. Reed, get in here.
There's my Raiders helmet.
You got to clean Marshall's poop again.
I'm not doing that. But somebody did at the Burger King. And I think that's worth bringing up your next job. They'll do anything.
The Kinsey Institute at Indiana University just released the results of a new study about how much sex people have at different ages.
Mm-hmm.
From ages 18 to 29, people have sex an average of 112 times a year, a little more than twice a week.
18 to what?
29.
Okay. Jeez, I got destroyed in that category. 112 times a year? I had a couple years where there was zero. Good Lord.
30 to 39 ages?
Yeah.
People have sex 86 times a year. Once or
That's probably more accurate.
86?
Once or twice a week for 10 years.
Every fourth day, pretty much.
That seems about right.
40 to 49, people have sex a little more often than once a week. 69 times a year.
All right.
And ages 50.
Here we go, Brady. What are you looking at?
They don't know. They didn't survey people 50 and up.
They don't care because it's gross to think about. The last person you want to have sex with is a 50-year-old. Ask Ronnie.
Yeah.
Ronnie's in her 40s. How much is she having sex? You're zero, but she's at what?
She's at
69
low,
a year.
At least.
She's still in the wheelhouse of that group. Yeah. Right, yeah. She's my age, so she's at least once a week. You don't even get studied. You don't even ask her. Yuck. 50-year-olds having sex. Stop it.
A 22-year-old guy named Patrick Chipwood escaped from his home in Homeland Park, South Carolina on Friday.
Escaped from his home?
Yep.
Like the...
It was on fire.
Oh.
It caught on fire.
Crucial piece of information.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just
did
a guy.
Did somebody have him?
Like... A guy who was going to work. I guess I escaped from my home this morning about 4:45.
We all did, technically, right?
Thanks for jumping on that. You didn't let me finish.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's twice in the last week.
Toledo.
I'm sorry.
And both times you were right, but we shouldn't do that. This time, maybe not.
I'll start over again.
Yeah, try it again with your,
A 22-year-old guy named Patrick Chipwood escaped from his home in Homeland Park, South Carolina on Friday after it caught on fire.
Yeah, but you had a pregnant pause.
But he realized.
Yeah.
He left his phone inside, so he ran in. Ran back in to get it.
Died.
Didn't come out.
Nah,
he's dead.
Couldn't find his phone. Boy, I hate that. Yeah, that pause, Brady. It begged
there
for
was
an
no
interruption.
Pause.
There was a pause.
There was a pause.
There was enough of a pause for Toledo to go escape from his home.
No, he ran right in.
No, I was a little bit there.
I was flowing.
No, you weren't.
The cops in Louisville, Kentucky got a call on Thursday about a guy pleasuring himself in the bushes. When they got there, 53-year-old Robert McCoy tried to get away on his moped. They quickly caught him.
Man, life did not work out like Robert McCoy thought, did it? He's 53, he's got a moped, and he's beating off in the park. That can't be the blueprint.
What if it was, though?
Maybe.
What if it was?
I don't care anymore. I never did.
You know how great it is to masturbate.
Yeah, no guidance counselor ever said, you know what, I see your future. You're like, you're never going to have anything better than a moped, ever. And that's going to mean you're never going to have a girl.
Better than
you better just get used to beating it at the park.
Robert told them he was peeing in the bushes when suddenly he was startled by a groundhog. So his pants fell down.
Step two.
He turned around. He didn't know there was people there.
So he's just holding his pants up while he peed.
Yeah.
And then woodland creatures made them go all the way to the ankles.
What didn't help is he was already a registered sex offender.
Yeah. Well, I could have told you that. He's got a moped. He's 53. I told you immediately. It would have been like saying a man 53.
That guy's 53?
Yeah.
If he's on man, his look huffy, at the mugshot.
Holy cow. Wilford Brimley's been beaten into the earth.
Diabetes?
I don't know what's wrong with him. He's kind of a cross between a manatee and Wilford Brimley. That's a terrible looking man. But yeah, you tell me moped and then add the age 53 to it. I'm guessing sex offender or consistent DUI guy who's trying to skirt the rules by riding something on the sidewalk. Still going to go to jail, but he doesn't know any different.
98-year-old Gertrude Mokotoff and Alvin Mann, he's 94, they're from Middletown, New York, just got married.
Good for them.
How did they meet?
Match.com.
At the gym.
All right. At Silver Sneakers. Megan probably had a few love affairs brewing in her little Silver Sneakers classes.
I just lost my wife.
That's when Till Death Do Us Part actually matters. I'm guessing that they have a really strong possibility of lasting forever. I don't see divorce in their future. 93, 94. Till Death Do Us Part is actually pretty reasonable.
Started dating when she was 97.
Yeah.
Had sex 112 times.
That's nice. Pretty good. They had to consummate that marriage, you know. Think of that. It's like two just smashed up Pringles.
Ugh. There's a property on Airbnb in Queens, New York. About an hour from Times Square on the subway. So the location's great. It's going for $750 a night. Because it's the house President Trump lived in for his first four years of his life.
Oh, really?
The one he was conceived in.
It's got to be pretty nice.
How about those people for jumping on that?
$750 a night.
The price changes depending on when you go, but it's usually between $750 and $800 a night for the whole house. Minimum of two nights on the weekend. So you have to go a minimum of two nights.
I wonder if the price is higher or lower since he's become president. Because like before they were selling it as birthplace of host of The Apprentice.
You also get an unlimited Wheaties for breakfast. There's a life-size cardboard cutout of Trump in the living room.
For photos.
Yeah.
That's so cheesy.
I bet it was $1,000 a night when he was The Apprentice host.
You think it was higher?
Yeah, because otherwise...
Too much controversy now?
People just burn it down.
Yeah.
We'll end it with a radio video. This happened in Georgia. It's a classic freight train plowing through a semi, stalled on the tracks.
Oh, the old chestnuts. Gotta love them.
What's interesting is...
Oh, get out. Wow, it froze right before it went through. What a cruddy video.
There it goes.
What's with the dude just rocking out, filming it and keeping his radio up the
whole
time?
Well, the problem with the semi, it says no semis permitted to cross because of the way the track arches up. You can't get the trailer over. It snags the trailer.
That's exactly what happened then, right?
Yeah. So the guy tried it. And the lady in the town, they did a interview on the news, and she says, it probably happens once a week.
With a semi getting run over?
That's what once a month, she says. Yeah.
Huh.
At least one truck a month gets one trunk a month.
One monkey a trunk.
And sometimes...
we've killed many monks.
Well, that was actually disappointing. And it is kind of like evidently normal because the dude didn't even take time to turn his stereo down. He still had, you know, whatever classic rock song that was. Oh, Toledo's adding on his own.
He's added another radio video.
You clicked off.
Oh, it is? What is
no
this?
Good, Brady?
Oh, no. A guy steals his bike and he comes out and jumps the guy.
Oh, someone tries to steal his bicycle.
There's an ass whipping? This could be a good video.
Why is this better than
up?
That?
He's trading up. You take this one.
Oh, no, you don't.
It's a good tackle.
Yes! No, kill him.
It must now be a pivot.
They get into a little fist fight.
Off.
All on camera. This is the greatest part.
He runs
part.
Off. There's his buddy. His buddy circles back around to the guy
he has two
on the
bikes.
Bike.
Oh, yeah,
he's got to hang on to the other bike. Boy, did the green 10-speed that was originally going to get stolen get...
The guy gets it back.
Wrecked.
But this guy circles back around. Well, they cut it off.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, was there more? Probably not.
No, there
wasn't. That's why
they
cut it off.
Yeah.
It's a good tackle. Don't take that guy's bike. In fact, don't take anyone's bike. They had their own bikes. They got off bikes to steal other bikes.
Do you have a chain for your bike, or do you risk it?
I lock it when we go somewhere I can't see it. But, like, usually if I ride it somewhere like Ingo's or...
Club, right?
No, I just leave it up against... Right, like, I try right to keep it in nicer neighborhoods or I'm close to it. I never just leave it.
Just because you're in a nicer neighborhood doesn't mean...
No, but I know.
Yeah,
it does. It totally does. Totally different.
You're gonna bus him in.
Please. Bus him in to steal my bike? I'll notice. I'll notice that bus.
Go on a spree.
Yeah. A busload of inner city kids or whatever just walking out going, all right, let's get some bikes.
I stole garden gnomes from a nice neighborhood one time.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that nice neighborhood. It had garden gnomes. A good neighborhood wouldn't have garden gnomes, Eric. Nice neighborhood to you, yes, but... Look at all these glorious money-making garden gnomes.
This We're is having a nice field neighborhood. Yeah. Nothing on blocks.
Yeah. But I do. I'll lock it up if I'm going to be away from it. When I went to that Italian food festival in Scottsdale, whatever that park
Waterfront?
Is. Waterfront? No. It's the Civic Center. They got all the... I don't know what they call it. But they had that big outdoor Italian
Fashion
thing.
Square.
And that was the one where I was locking it up. Remember, I locked it up and that guy goes, pretty confident locking it up that way. Because I hadn't even finished it, but he came over to judge
Right.
I hadn't finished it because I was trying to lock two bikes up. I got this, dude. Mind your own. Bike thief.
What was he demonstrating to you? I could steal that in 2 seconds.
Yeah, but I had just wrapped it through the frame. I hadn't even put it around the other bike yet. You're feeling pretty confident locking your bike up like that. I'm like, I'm not done yet. It was kind of a dumb way to start, I'll be honest. If he saw what I was doing and thought I was going to finish that way, he was right.
But he should have said that when you're getting up and walking
away, right? If I was done and he's like, you want your bike? He could have carried it to me to be the example man. I got it. But for For the most part, I'll just lean it up against wherever I'm sitting. Ingo's has a little bike spot, and you can park there. I'm never there at like 2 in the morning or anything stupid. If somebody wanted to steal it, there's going to be trouble.
And it's no problem. You put it on the front of the bus, right, in that rack.
Right, I just rack up on the bus because of my DUIs. When I used to go box at 7th Avenue, and he moved since Chavez moved, but it was 7th Avenue in Missouri, and I'd ride. But that was when every time you'd pass Central on the west side, everyone would yell, DUI, loser, stuff like that. Any east of Central, no one thinks you've got a DUI. You're just out on a nice bike ride. West of Central, it's assumed that you're going to the Pizza Patron to get the family's dinner on your bicycle. Because they don't have cars over there. If you're on a bike on the West Valley, you've got several DUIs. And it's immediate, like 1st Avenue. Loser!
God damn it. The best is the adult, like 30s, 40s, on the
dirt
BMX.
Bike, on his kid's bike, going to the Pizza Patron to grab a couple pies.
You guys hungry?
Daddy, you can't drive.
I'll ride your bicycle, god damn it. I'll show you can't drive.
Sometimes loaded with the whole family.
Yeah.
One on the handlebars.
Come on, let's go. We're
one
going
on the
out.
Seat. He stands and pedals.
Daddy wants to take you guys to dinner. Where's the mongoose? We're taking the mongoose.
Daddy, that mongoose 18 inch. You can't fit on no mongoose.
I'll show you. I'll get Pizza Patron. Get you two pies. Riding that mongoose.
Go two pies. You can get new two pies.
We're going to steal some garden gnomes, too. You know, them highfalutin areas. Afford a garden gnome in their front yard. Think they protect them from evil spirits. They're wrong.
Anyway, yeah, I'm not worried about it. That kind of stuff, I like that. Guy defends his property. There you go. That, my friends, is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Oh, that fantasy football thing's getting cooking. If you want to have your fantasy football party at Hooters, you could win tickets to when the Seahawks are in town. We'll give you tickets to the Seahawks game and also dinner for two at Hooters. Head on down there for your fantasy football needs. Fantasies, that's what Hooters provides you. It's 7:58. There you go. That's the Brady Report.
Want a Holmberg on the go?
Well, that sounds dangerous.
Download the 98 KUPD app for live streams, podcasts, and more.